This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Telemedicine, or the idea of providing healthcare via the internet without a visit to the doctor's office, is a popular topic right now. What about providing care via text? It's an idea that for certain areas of medicine is still new. Can text messages stay within doctor-patient rules of confidentiality? Harvard Assistant Professor Dr. Sandra DeYoung has been looking at this. Sandra, should psychiatrists be texting their patients?
I would say right now, in general, they probably shouldn't, unless they are very comfortable that they are compliant with the current standards, which HIPAA tells us about. So things like using encrypted messaging and being able to authenticate the recipient and being able to audit and archive all their messages. Most people aren't set up to do that.
I know you've done some research on this. How effective is texting in the doctor-patient relationships that we're talking about here?
Well, we know from research that it can be really useful for certain purposes. So, for example, reminding patients about appointments or medications that they need to be taking. People are starting to look at it for things like relapse prevention for patients who struggle with addictions. So I think there are a lot of potential uses, but most of them are still pretty preliminary.
Do you think being able to text your patient is going to be important for doctors going forward?
Yes, I do. I mean, I think it's going to become pretty standard once the technology has kind of caught up so that everybody can text securely and feel confident that they can guarantee the privacy and the confidentiality of the information. So I can imagine a world in which doctors routinely text and therapists routinely text their patients, and those texts get automatically downloaded into the electronic medical record, and that it becomes part of the system of care, particularly because it's so convenient and it allows you to have these really nice touch points with patients where you can,
sure,
you know, catch them in the moment when they're having a panic attack or they're worried they're going to relapse, and then you can reach out in this really nice way.
Dr. Sandra DeYoung, thank you very much for talking to me.
You're very welcome.